Tomei, as if to say, Ma Tomei, Kama Dulei Tor, Lo Yochom, a Kerin that's a Baal Mum that's Ovar that will go away, maybe it's like a Kerin that's Tomei, that he has to wait until it becomes Tor. He cannot eat. It may be Af Hai Nami, Kama Dulei Masakin, Lo Yochom, Kozman didn't fix himself up yet, maybe he cannot eat from the Kutchim. He has Kamashman, that's the Kiddush, yes, even though he's a Baal Mum Ovar, that this Baal Mum will go away, and it will become better later. But, and I would have thought to say, so right now we can't eat, let's wait till it goes away. That's the extra pasuk. No, even a Baal Mum Ovar, that the Mum will heal up and later be fit to do the Avodah, still right now, he's allowed to eat the Kutchim. Then it says in the Mishnah, called Shein Ro, whoever is not fit to do the Avodah, he cannot eat. So the Gemara says, V'loi, is it true what you're saying? For a Baal Mum, I occurring, it's a Baal Mum, to the royal Avodah, he's not fit to do the Avodah, and still v'chelik, still we say, that's the din of the Mishnah before, he's allowed to take a chalukah, he could take a portion from the korban. V'su also, her royal Avodah, chelik mash, anybody that's fit to do the Avodah, he could take a chalukah, haray tomei v'korban es tzibor, a koyin, even though he's tomei, form of doing, bringing a korban tzibor, he's allowed to do the Avodah. So such a case, to royal Avodah, the koyin right now, even though he's tomei, he's considered royal Avodah. And still the din is v'yeinu chelik, he cannot take a portion. So what does the Mishnah mean to say? Kol sheinu rohu, whoever is not fit to do the avodah does not take. Mashma if you fit, yes, it's not true. So Gemara says, royal le'achilukom, means to say, whoever is fit to eat from kochim, they have a right to take a chaluka. So Baal Mum is right, is fit to eat kochim, therefore he can take a chelik from the korban. Mashank and a kohen tome, even though he's fit to do the avodah of a korban tzibor, but he's not fit to eat, therefore he cannot get a chalukah from the korban. So Maria Sparei Kotin, he is a kohen kotin, to royal achila, he's allowed to eat kochim, but v'yeinu chalik, you can't give him a portion, you can only give an ish, a godl a portion, not a kotin. So Maria says, holy katoni, so Rashi says, it means it doesn't say in the Mishnah, ha royal achila chalik. The Mishnah only says, whoever's not royal teeth cannot get a chalukah. But in Echnami, there could be a case of a cotton, even though it's royal teeth, he does not get a chalukah. So, like a Tony, Sumer says, if so, hash to the Yasas Lahochi, now that you're coming on to this, Lielim Rivai could tell you, could Yama Mikora, like we said before, that what has to be royally avoidah. So, what was your question, royal avoidah? I Mishum Tomei. The Shalom was, I according Tomei, it's fit to do the avoidah of a Korban Sibur. So again, Tomei, like a Tony. So in other words, we're not talking about a korban tzibor. We're talking about a korban yochid. By korban yochid, a tummy is never fit to do the avodah. I is fit by korban tzibor. I tell you, we're not talking about a korban tzibor. V'imishum baal mum. I, a baal mum, even though he's not fit to do the avodah, how can we take a chalukah? The answer is rachmon rabia. There's a special rebbe kraw. A Torah was marba. A kain baal mum, even though he's not fit to do the avodah, still he has a right to take a portion. Otherwise, the chutzpah of Baal Mum, the deek is true, that whoever is not roy to do the avodah is not fit to take a chalukah from the kochim. Here, then the Mishnah says that afilu tomei b'shaz riki, even though the kohen was tomei b'shaz riki as damim, but v'toy b'shaz hekte chalovim, ein achelik, he became tor, let's say he was tomei b'shaz riki in the afternoon, because he touched the sheretz in the morning, then he went to the mikvah, and by night time, by the time they're burning the korban, the emurim is ready Torah. Still, this kohen cannot take a chalukah. But a diyuk is for Torah b'shas rikas damim, mashma, as long as the kohen was Torah, in the afternoon, b'shas they brought the korban, b'shas they made his rikas damim, even though the tomei b'shas tekte chalovim, even though the kohen became tomei later, and was tomei at the time when they're burning the korban at night, still chalik, this kohen has a right to take a chalukah, take a portion of the korban, and eat it when it becomes Torah. Here it could be the case is, they brought made his week at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and then 1 o'clock he became Tomei, and they were burning at 1 o'clock, and then he went to the mikvah at 2 o'clock. So at night time he's able to eat the kochim. So this kohen then could take a chalukah, even though he's Tomei now, in order to eat it by night time. So Marcel says, so mas nistin loik abishol. Our mission is not like abishol. The Tani will learn like this. Abishol says, Li oilom ein oichol. really a kohen does not get a chalukah portion of the korban at shei toyim shazrika shasek tchalovim. The kohen has to be fit, has to be tor at the time of zrikas damim and at the time of the burning of the emurim. By both times, the Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says hamakra v'zdam hashlamim v'yesach eluf, meaning to say the afilu hikta chalovim nami boi, even b'shas haktoris emurim, b'shas from the burning the emurim, also the kohen has to be tor. Not enough for the kohen to be Torah b'shas riko, he also has to be Torah b'shas tek techalovim. So our mission is not like Abishol. According to Abishol, if the kohen became Tomei after this riko, he cannot take a chalukah from the korban. Now, boy, Ravashi has a question like this. What's going to be nitmo b'intayim maho? Let's say the kohen became Tomei in between. Let's say this riko was 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The kohen was Torah. Then 3 o'clock the kohen became Tomei. He went to the mikvah, and he had a Harash Shemesh, and at night time is when they're burning the Emurim. So he was Tor B'Shas Rika and B'Shas, the burning the Emurim. Just in between he was Tomei. What's the law according to Abishol? Mahu, B'Shas Rika, B'Shas Haktor, Binan Rika, is it enough that he should be Tor B'Shas Rika and B'Shas Haktor, and you have that over here? Or do we maybe need more than that? Maybe Achi Haytor, M'Shas Rika, B'Shas Technical of him. The kohen has to be tor from the time of the zrika until the time of the hektach halavim. Maybe he has to be tor all the time. So take this is a shayla. According to Abishol, how much time does the kohen have to have? This type is a take. Omar Rabba says like this: Haidino mirebeloza brebishimin garmino. Yeah, Omar Rabba says like this. Some of the years of Marav that Haidino this halacha mirebeloza brebishimin garmino. I learned this next halacha from the blood of Rabbi Shimon, Yom of the Beis Akisei, that he said this over when he was in the Beis Akisei. And at the end, the Gemara is going to ask the question, like how could he say this in the Beis Akisei? We know it's also to Mahara in the Beis Akisei. Some more answers are going to be, Leon Seshani, we'll see later. Vakopon, and he said over this Cheshbon like this, that Danto bo Tfu Yoim, let's say a Kohen that's a Tfu Yoim, that's Tomei, but he went to the Mikvah, he's a Tfu Yoim. He's going to come and say to a Kohen that's Torah V'yomar, Tainli Memincha, I want to have a portion in the mincha that Yisrael brings, and I'll eat from it tonight. V'yechel is omaloi, so the kohen that's tor can say back to Tfuyam like this. V'marim b'makim shi'ata kochocha b'katosecha. Maduch you a kohen. That when you come to bring a korban chatis, you have a koyach, that a kohen that has his own chatis can bring it any time he wants, and any mishmer he wants. Still d'chisecha mechatis Yisrael, that if you're Tfuyam, you have no right to eat from a chatis Yisrael. Is makom shura kochocha b'michasecha by a minchas kain. We know when a kain brings a mincha, there's nothing to be eaten. The whole thing is burnt. Is ainadin isn't it for sure? Shadichacha miminchas Yisrael. If I could push you off and say you tful yain, you get no portion at all in a mincha from a Yisrael, and you have no right to eat it even at night time. Now the Mor says no, but maybe the tful yain can answer back and say this. You know why you can push me off and I can't get a portion from a chatis that Yisrael brings? Because the same way I have a koyach there that I could eat if I was Torah, you also could eat. So therefore you can push me away. But maybe you can't push me away from a minchas Yisrael, because I can say back to you, the same way my koyach is weak, that a kohen cannot eat from his own mincha, the whole thing is burnt. The same thing you also, even the kohen tor. If you were bringing mincha, also you can't eat from it. So maybe you can't push me off. So how do I know to say that the Torah can say to the full yayin, you have no right to get a portion? So on this, Reb Lezer of Shimon said, Harei Yoyim, the Pasuk says, La kohen hamakri voisa lo isiya, that only a kohen that's fit to do the avodah, he could take a portion. And not a tful yayim that's not fit to do the avodah. So again, at the drasha, the pasuk says, "La kohen hamakri voisa lo isiya," means bo, let the kohen come, hakri bring it, and viyochel, then he could eat it. So only a kohen that could eat it, he could take a portion. So therefore, this tful yayim could not take a portion from a mincha. Now, what's going to be tainli mechatis Yisrael? Let's say the Tfuyim comes down to complain to a kohen that's Torah saying, I want to get a portion from a korban chatis that was brought for Yisrael. Is Amla, give me a portion out to eat at night time. is homeless, the Kohen Torah says back to him, Ma b'makom shiru koyach b'michosi, Ma da b'nai have a beard koyach, in the mincha that that was moisty, is so makom shosi, freed from it, and isn't it a small mechatoin, the Kohen Torah, is against the back, ah, chisani, maybe you have a right to throw me away, I do not get a portion from the mincha of Yisrael, because, shikishem, shiru koyachacho, kachori koyachi, the same way your koyach is beard by your mincha, my koyach is also beard by my mincha, that the Minchas Yisroel, we get no portion at all. Therefore, the Kohen Tfuyom is pushed away from the Minchas Yisroel. But Tadichene, Michates Yisroel, you want to push me away from Achates that's brought for Yisroel? Shekishem, maybe no. Sheyofa Koichacho, the same with you, the Kohen Tor. If you bring Achates, you could eat from it. Kach Yofa Koichi, any Kohen could eat from a Korban Achates. So maybe the Tfuyom has the right to get a portion from Achates Yisroel and eat it at night. So the answer back, no. Hareyu Weimah, the Postik says, again, we dash in bo chot of yechol. Let the kohen come. Let him make the chitu. Let him make the avoido, the zriko, and then he can eat from it. What's going to be om la om aloi tainli mechazov b'shoik? That the full yom then says comes down and says, listen, from korban shlomim, I want to get a portion to eat the chazov b'shoik. So again, the full yom comes to the kohen Torah says, I want to get a portion in the chazov b'shoik, the breast and the thighs. So Omalai, the Kohen Torah says to listen, Oma b'mokim shiofa kechacho b'chatosecho. When you kohen, when you bring your own chatif, you have a yipoy that you can bring any time you want. You can eat from it. The chisan in michatis Yisrael. Still, we brought a pasuk already. But since now you're a tzfu yoim, we push you away from the chatis Yisrael. If so, mechazov v'shoy, if so, mokim shiofa kechacho b'shlamim. Shein l'cho b'hem el chazov v'shoy. By a korban shalom bechlal, the kohen gets less than a korban chatis. All the kohen bechlal, even the kohen tor, all the gets from a korban shlomim is only the chazov v'shoik. Is then the din isn't the svara shadichacho that avad they have a right to push you away. A tful yoyim would not get from the chazov v'shoik from a korban shlomim, like mazach from a korban chatis, that the kohanim get a bigger portion. Still, we push away a tful yoyim. So by a korban shlomim, that the kohen only gets the chazov v'shoik. For sure he has the right to push away the Tfuyoyim, he does not get a portion, even to eat it at night time. So he answers back, no, the Tfuyoyim, Ma'im d'chisonim mechatis, you know why you have the right to throw me away from a chatis, shekein harikoichi yetzal nor shaviyav odai, because by a kor kachikadoshim, I have no right to feed it to my wife or to my avodim, only a zocher could eat from it. But you want to throw me away in a chazov v'shoik from a korban shlomim, shekein yofa koich, you have more of a koich here, heitzu nosha v'yavodai, that I can let my wife or my avodim eat from a korban shlomim. So Kohen has the biggest list in a korban shlomim. So maybe even though he's a tful yoyim, he has the right to take a portion and eat it at night time. So again, the Pasuk says, no, harayom, the Pasuk says, la Kohen hazorek ez nam ha-shlomim, lo yiyah. Again, we darshin bo, let a Kohen come, Zeroik, let him make his Riko B'yoch, let him eat from it. Yotza Tfuyom, it comes out of Tfuyom, that he cannot eat from a Korban Shlomim. So, Kulo V'chumrov, Aroishoi, all the Kavuchayim that Tfuyom wants to make, we put it back on his head, that the Pasuk says, no, nothing doing with the Tfuyom, he has no right to take a Chilek in Kochim. And the Gemara says, Oinein, the same swear applies to the Kohen's in Oinein, Mi'amino from his right leg, and the Chusikapurim, Makainas, and the Chusikapurim didn't bring his korban yet, Mismailoi. Meaning to say they're also not fit to do the Avoido. Since they're not fit to do the Avoido, we cannot say, Bo Korav Yechol. Therefore, they also cannot eat. Por Rabach Rabachi has the question now. Por Rabachoi, Leimalei, why didn't the answer back and say this? Tainli, Mibachor Yechol. Why didn't the Tfuyam come and complain, let me eat from a korban Bechor? So Mishum Diyomu goes to say back to him, Ma b'mokum shor v'koichi v'chatis, heitzu nosha v'yavodai, madach b'korban chatis, where a kohen has no right to give his wife or his eved. T'chisoni mi'chatis Yisrael, we push you where you cannot get a portion of chatis Yisrael, is motem shiofa koichi v'bechor, t'kulu dilehi, by a kohen tor, where the whole korban b'chor goes to him, is zayna din shalichacha mimenu, isn't it for sure that the kohen tor could push away the tfuyoyim, you get no portion of my bechor. Ulma im dechisoni michatis, maybe no, you know why you can push me away, you push me away the tfuyoyim from a korban chatis, shekeshem shor kukacho, kachor rekoichi, and the same way I have no right to give it to my wife, who then you also, no kohen has the right to give
from Kodesh Kedoshim to his wife. But if you want to push me away with Bechor from a Korban Bechor, Shekeshem Shiofa Kekacho, Kach Yofa Kechi, they say, well, your Kech is good, who are then my Kech is also good, that Lamaisai could eat from it, that I'm allowed a regular Kohen could give his wife heat from a Korban Bechor, which is Kochim Kalim. On this note, the Pasuk says again, Harayuayim, another Pasuk says, Harayuayim, as Domam Tizra Kalam is Bech, Vyes Chobam Takhtir, O Besorm Yilacho, again, the Widashin Bo Zeroy Fiyachoil. Only a Kohen that could come and do the Avodah, he's fit to take a portion. But a Tful Yoin that's not fit to do the Avodah, even by Chor Mechor, he cannot take a portion. Vidach, the other man, the Yama Porach, he asked the question, Meek said that the Pasuk says, Ubsorum La Kohen, does it say that the boss that goes to the Kohen, Hazurik, Ubsorum Yilachok Siv, that make his Rikah, and then the Pasuk says, Ubsorum, the Bosser of a Bechor, Yilachok Siv, Mashma, Afilu Kohen Acher, even to another Kohen you could give from it. So therefore, he does not like to make a drasha from this Pasuk. This Pasuk is not Mashma, only the Kohen that's Oved, it's Mashma, Stam, a Kohen is Oved, and then the portion of a Bechor, we give to another Kohen. So this Pasuk will not be a riot, for Yoim cannot eat. Alright, let's turn over, we'll continue on the other side. Now the Gemara asks the question, Feichi Yavid Hochi, how is it Mutter for Reb Lozer Reb Shimon to say all these drushes in the Beis HaKisei, Ivo Omar Rabba Baba Chon Omar Reb Yechden, that Bechol Mokom Mutter Harer, every place you let us think and learning, Chutzni Merchat, you now let us think and learning in a Merchat in the Beis House, Omar Beis HaKisei, now in the Beis HaKisei, you can't think and learning. So I will be able to say, make all these rushes and Kabbal Chaim is there. So Marin says, Liyoin Soshani, it was like forced upon him. Rashi says, Shoysesh Moisel Shkuber Fiv. He was always talking and learning, thinking and learning. Omar Abra Korchai, and when it's in the Beis HaKisei, he didn't mean to think and learning. But just by Korchai, the thoughts came to him, he couldn't stop it. So that's how much of a tzaddik, how much of a masmid he was, that outside he was always thinking and learning. So even when he went inside, like by force, by accident, it just came out, this learning. Now the Mishnah says,